Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For many workers, there's an easy way to build up savings for when they retire: automatic contributions from their paycheck into their 401k. The hard part is knowing how to manage that money once you leave the workforce to make it last. To fill in that knowledge gap, more 401k programs are taking a page from pension plans to ensure that retirement funds last as long as possible.
So a managed account company would take over my 401k and would invest the money in a way that's appropriate for me. And increasingly, when I reach retirement, a managed account company would try to help me figure out how to turn that lump sum of savings into a steady or as steady as possible income in retirement.
Coming up, our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson will talk about what these kinds of programs offer for workers. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Millions of Americans contribute to their 401k to provide income once they retire, but a 401k doesn't necessarily offer the reliability of a pension plan that can pay out a steady stream of income. Some 401k providers have incorporated features of pension plans in 401k accounts, but now that effort is being taken a step further. WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson reported on this exclusively, and she's with us with details. Hi, Ann. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Anne, just help us with some terminology. What's the difference between a pension plan and a 401k and how they benefit workers?
Sure. So a pension plan is sort of being phased out by a lot of companies now. And in fact, a lot of companies have already gotten rid of them. But with a pension plan, what workers would do is they would work at a company, and in return, the company would guarantee them a certain amount of income for life in retirement. And that was through the pension plan. The company would then pool the money in the plan and invest it for the employees and turn it into something that was, it's like an annuity or a paycheck for people in retirement. With a 401k, the employer makes the 401k plan available to the workers, but it's up to the worker to decide whether to contribute to the plan and how much to contribute. And sometimes it's even left up to the employee to decide how to invest that money. And if the worker has, you know, a lot of money at retirement, that's great. But oftentimes a lot of workers fall short with 401ks because it's left up to them to decide how much to save. People don't necessarily know, and sometimes they don't save enough.
Okay, got it. But now some 401k plans are featuring some of the benefits of pension plans. How does that work?
Now that the baby boomers are starting to retire, 401ks are starting to focus not only on helping workers save, but also helping retirees who are in their plans figure out how to take money out of the 401k. Because, you know, with an old-fashioned pension, the company would literally just mail worker retirees a check every month. Now, a retiree might have, say, you know, $500,000 in their 401k account. They have to figure out, how much can I afford to take out, you know, every month, and how much can I afford to spend in order to try to make that money last? And that's something that companies are now trying to help their retirees figure out.
So how do companies go about doing that?
By adding annuities to their 401k plans. What annuities are insurance contracts that actually pay out a steady amount every month. And so some companies are really starting to look at how they can insert annuities into a 401k plan so that when a retiree retires, the annuity will turn their lump sum savings into a steady stream of income. But another way that 401k plans, I think, are really focusing on retirement income and generating retirement income is through something called a managed account. And with a managed account, somebody who's in a 401k plan can basically say to a managed account company, which is a financial services company, you know, please take over my account and manage it for me. So a managed account company would take over my 401k and would invest the money in a way that's appropriate for me. And increasingly, when I reach retirement, a managed account company would try to help me figure out how to turn that lump sum of savings into a steady or as steady as possible income in retirement.
So has this method, you know, of recreating the reliability of a pension and a 401k, has it proven to be effective?
I think that it's very helpful to have professional help with that. It's something that individuals really struggle with. A lot of times individuals are so worried about having enough money that's going to last their lifetime because it's difficult to project, you know, what are the markets going to do? If I'm, you know, 65 years old, I might reasonably expect to live for 25, maybe even 30 years. You know, so that's one question. How long am I going to live? Another question is, what are the markets going to do? Are they, we're in a bad period now. Is that going to continue? Or are we going to see the markets, you know, recover quickly? So how do you make that money last?
Have companies signed on to include these managed accounts as an option in employee 401k plans?
Yes. So Edelman Financial Engines is the largest provider of managed accounts and 401ks. So the fact that they have this new service we thought was interesting because it can actually potentially affect a lot of people in terms of having that service made available to a lot of different 401k plans. And yes, several, I think about 25 very large companies have already signed on to offer this. And they have a clientele that is largely composed of Fortune 500 companies. So, you know, in fact, people who work for those companies may start to see this service popping up in their 401k sooner or later.
You know, Anne, this is another in a series of ways that we've talked about how companies are making enhancements to their 401k plans. Why are they doing that?
I think a lot of companies feel that when people get to retirement, it's almost like a paternalistic thing. They want to help them maximize their retirement income. And I think there's some concern that if retirees just take their money and they roll it over into an IRA and they try to manage it themselves, they might not come up with an optimal solution on their own because this is kind of a complicated problem to solve. Companies also want to retain retirees in their 401k plans because retirees usually have the biggest balances. And so increasingly you're seeing, because of the baby boomers retiring, that companies are really trying to convince them to keep their money in the plan, because the more money that's in a company's 401k, the more leverage the company has to bargain with financial services companies that provide, you know, the investments. They bargain and they ask for reductions in fees. And that's a good thing for the plan, because the lower the fees go, then the more of the investment returns the employees get to keep.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Anne Turgeson. Anne, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.